Good morning. It's morning here. It's 11:30 in the morning here in it's Eastleigh, down in the south coast, in between Winchester and Southampton, in jolly old Great Britain. And it's bloody hot out there, and it's lovely and sunny. And what am I doing? I'm sat in here putting this podcast together for you. And what thanks do I get? Well, I get plenty, thanks or not. Thanks for the emails, thanks for the tweets and everything. I play you music from all over the planet. Generally, 99% of the time, it's been sent by the artist. Bless their little cotton socks. They send me the stuff. I don't do downloads, but I did this morning because The Rising said, oh, can you download it? I said, can you send me an MP3? And they went, yeah, we'll send you an MP3. We'll send you an MP3. Did they fuck? No. Download it. So anyway, I downloaded it. It's a great track. It's a remix of Think Tank with a new drummer, Matt Stanton. Remember Matt Stanton? Whatever happened to Matt Stanton when he's drumming for The Rising? And here he is with Think Tank.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
That was a bit good, wasn't it? It was a bit good. We could say an awful lot about that, couldn't we, guys? Could we say a lot about that? We could sort of... I'll tell you what, they're going to put stuff up on the website later on. They might do. They might go, oh, Nick, can you put a link up for us? But no, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they are. I'm just taking the piss. I'm sure they'll put a link up. They've got a new... You can download that single for nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just like I did. Like a good little idiot. But yeah, it's a great track. Matt Stanton, now the drummer. Used to be with... that other band... What was that other band? Who are they? Well, I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff going on about that. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Who knows what's going on anybody? Anyway, look, listen. This is Waxer's Ats. I love Waxer's Ats. I know it's not brilliant production. I know they haven't gone into the studio and spent a fortune. But this, it's just a beautiful little tender track. Listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are quite wonderful. Anyway, this is Waxer's Ats and... what is it? Oh, bloody hell. I've got it written down. What have I got it? Have I got it written down? I haven't even got it written down. That's why I don't even know what it is. That's what happens. I've had one cup of coffee. Look, I'm going to go and get another cup of coffee. You listen to this. This is Waxer's Ats and a track called Out in Something or Other.
You got away with words, and I've got away with murder. You must have heard of us, the social situation burglars. You want me to stay? Please let me stay. Well, I'm going plan. You're out with your mates, but I don't care. Just leave is all the same. But it's been a year to the day. Either I go or he goes. There's not enough room in here for two ridiculous egos. You see, I've tried it once before. You want me to go? Go, 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 go. But I'm not going nowhere. No, I'm not going home yet. So you want a drink? You need a drink? I want you a drink. I've got you a dry martini. I hope your friends don't see me. You take your hands from your hips. What are your plans? Came the words from your lips. I would like a kiss, just to reminisce about old times, good times, love times before I go. Cause those were the years, those yesteryears. There was no such thing as fear. But not this year, get me out of here. The love in my life goes to zero. I'm out in the cold, with no one to hold. And are you even listening to a single word I'm trying to say? And are you even listening to a single word I'm trying to say?
This is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick's Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm going to do it again. That's the one he's going to use.
You bet your sweet little body I am. Yeah, Wax is at Inside Out. I love that track. Really, really nice. I didn't get a cup of coffee. You might think, I don't know what you think. What do you think? This is a podcast, so I kind of put the tracks together, and I just sort of stitch it together with things like this. This thing that I'm talking through now. Other podcasters do it differently. I was chatting to podcasters from the AMP. The AMP, the Association of Music Podcasters. Yeah, so very, very, very astute and very, very erudite bunch of chaps they are too. And so asking how they put their podcast together. And some of them do it live. Well, like they live record it, because so they do the talky bits. And then they go, and this track's coming up next. And then they press a button and the track comes in, just like it was as if it were radio. I don't do that. I'm not that organised. Really not that organised, as most people who know me will tell you. Yeah, that was Waxers. They're from the north of England, somewhere up north. I'd live down in Southampton. I'm right on the south coast. So anywhere, London's up north to me. So I don't know where they are. They're up north somewhere. But yeah, The Rising I played earlier on, they're from Southampton. I think this band I'm going to play next, KTS, I think they're from Southampton or Portsmouth. It's all the same to me. I'm from London, actually. There's this big rivalry down here with Portsmouth and Southampton. It's something to do with football. They go, oh, he's from Portsmouth. He's... Oh, who gives a shit? You know, it doesn't really matter. We're all human beings, for goodness sake. Anyway, this is a sexy little track. This is called Inside Out. What was that last track called? That can't be. What was that out? Oh, that was out in something or other. Out in. I didn't look it up. The Waxers. I said I'd go make a cup of coffee. I didn't. I just sat here and scrolled things across. I inserted the jingle, and I'm doing this bit of talking now. So yeah, Waxers. That's was called Out In something or other. I'm gonna look up the website later on. That'll tell you what that's about. And this is KTS and Inside Out.
Listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Lovely. That sounded a bit like Broken Links to me, the synthy bits. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, guys? It sound like a bit like Broken Links to you? I don't know. Just in that bit, the rapping. What's the difference, right, between rapping and emceeing? Anyone know the difference between that? Rapping and emceeing? I don't know. Anyway, we've got this next.
Currency accepted. Make selection now. Selection accepted. Artist found.
We're gonna have to huddle a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna have to huddle.
We're gonna huddle.
We're in public.
I thought you were gonna kiss me.
Hello.
We've had a podcast beer, haven't we?
Yeah. It's
that time of the week again, friends. Here is Paul Lane and Nick Tan. Unplug the jukebox, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Paul.
Nicholas.
Indeed. It's that time of the week, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We're in a slightly different environment
we
than
are.
Usual. We're at my house.
We are. We're in your house.
Yeah.
In your office.
Indeed. The office where it all happens occasionally, you know. So you're right?
Yeah, I'm very well. Very well. Loving life.
Yeah,
loving the South.
Yeah.
As they say on BBC Radio Solon. Love
you're,
life.
You're off
love the
you?
South.
Yeah, well, you're off at the moment, aren't
I
you?
I am. I'm off for another few weeks, yeah.
Yeah, you're not counting down the weeks until
well,
you
go. Well, I kind of, yeah.
Like you said last week.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of living it a bit more at the moment.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Good. That's what you should be doing.
I know. I know.
Live for the minute, man.
Mm.
Come on.
Go so on. What about you? What have you been up to?
Not really. Well. Work, really.
Yeah.
And a nice weekend with the good lady, just the two of us. It was nice. I turned down the chance. There was three pretty awesome gigs going on at Southampton.
Really? What was on?
On Saturday night, and I didn't get any of them. Spend time with the good lady.
Mm.
That's commitment. I hope she can hear that.
Downstairs.
Woven Bed were playing at the Joiners.
Oh, yeah.
All the Shapes were playing at Talking Heads. And the Queue were playing at Lennon's.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
You know.
Were Woven Bird doing something with Anya?
Anya was playing that night.
Yeah. Oh, I saw some Facebook
support,
thing.
She was the support on the night. So, yeah, by all accounts, a good night, I understand.
Okay.
But, yeah, all good, mate. You know, plenty going on with the Losties and all that sort of stuff. So.
Good, good. So, what did you think of the last podcast? Very musical.
Yes, well, yeah, I had a good list to it. The first thing that struck me, of course, was the beginning of it. Was you shouting out, I've got blisters on my fingers.
I have, look, this is one of the blisters I've got.
Blimey, that's quite an impressive blister.
It is,
actually.
This one sort of goes up and down, you can't really see it, but it's calloused.
Yeah.
But this one was just a normal blister, and it's kind
this
of...
This makes brilliant radio.
It does. Going, what is that like? And this one's
well,
got blood in it, unfortunately. But it's all right, doesn't hurt.
That should be the photo on this week's.
Oh, maybe.
Just the photo of your finger. Blisters on my fingers, of course, is what Ringo Starr shouted out at the end of, I think it was Helter Skelter on the White Album.
And also what Stewie shouted out on a Family Guy when he was playing banjo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's what you were more influenced by.
I was, actually.
I know you're not particularly big on the Beatles, are you?
I'm quite big on the Beatles, just not big on Ringo.
Okay, right.
I don't think he's as good as he thinks he is.
No, bless him. He's got his own little style, and I don't think he's as bad as some people make out, but he's probably not as good as he thinks he is.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. musically, yes. Schnauzer.
Schnauzer. Everything is nice.
Yeah, very 60s sounding, isn't it?
Mm.
Slightly twee.
Yeah, I'd very say. English, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard other things by them, obviously, and they sound as unhinged.
Yeah, I like that.
They were quite. Do you know what label they would suit?
Cool.
Our Melody.
Really?
I think they would suit Our Melody, yeah.
Well, you know Our Melody probably better than anybody else.
Well, yeah, probably better than Our Melody, to be honest with you. I've got a couple more things from them.
Have you?
Scott Turchin, is that right?
Yeah.
Reggae.
Creation.
I like that. Nice, authentic reggae feel. I liked his voice. He had a good, soulful voice. It sounded like as the voice of someone who's lived. There was a bit too many. There was a voice of like it was too many late nights and quite a bit of lost love and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It was believable.
He doesn't sound like a white guy, does he?
Yeah,
he's a white guy. I don't know if he's from Texas, but he's from somewhere like Mississippi or somewhere like that, somewhere in America. Just this, I would say I'd love to say he's a little white guy, but I think he's quite a large gentleman, but he's a white guy.
That's amazing.
Mm.
Well, hats off to him.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Lost Souls Club were great. I think they've changed their name. I think they're now called Those Lost Souls.
Who were?
It was only last week that I found out because I had one of those group invites on Facebook.
Oh, yes, those ones.
I was like, oh, I got them. You know, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's there. Great band, as we know.
Yeah.
It's a really good track. I think they got quite a distinctive sound.
I think so. I like the track. And they're lovely guys.
They are a good bunch.
They're really nice guys.
Yeah, John's a really nice fella.
Yep.
Eggshell Egos.
Yeah. I haven't played them for ages.
Have you played them before?
Yeah, I have.
I thought feels a little bit poor man's Red Hot Chili Peppers in places.
Well, yeah, and there's an influence there.
Yeah,
but not for everybody.
But I like the psychedelic bit in the middle. And the vocals remind me of the tone of the vocals reminded me of a Liverpudlian musician who I'm a big fan of called Edgar Jones. He used to go under the name of Edgar Summertime. He was a singer in a band called The Stairs. He now does his own sort of solo stuff. But his vocals very much like him. Sand River. Mm. You love Sand River, don't you?
I love Sand River because I really like the music. Mm. That's the biggest thing for me. I really like the music. I think it just sounds really nice and very distinctive. Mm. There's two guys. They're really nice guys, and they're doing a lot of good stuff up there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You've got.
No, I think they're all right. It just didn't move me enough.
No, okay.
I think it's all right. I thought it was quite cool. I thought the distorted guitar that kicks in about halfway through that breathes life into it just at the right time. So I like that. Man Called Sun. That was quite airy, jangly kind of quite distinctive. And I like the way it was sort of punctuated with different parts. It sort of moved off into different areas just at the right time, so I thought it was quite well done. Will and the People. Interesting. Bit Passenger, I thought, a little bit at the beginning. And obviously there was that guitar bit that sounded like your song.
Yeah. Will and the People, they're actually supporting Passenger.
Ah, of course, right, okay.
They're actually supporting Passenger at the Brook, so they're on that
same. That works quite well. I sort of started nicely, and then initially I thought the chorus was just really cheesy 80s nonsense. I just thought, oh, that ruins it. Because I loved the bridge. The verse and the bridge were great, and then the chorus was like, whoa, hang on. But it got better as I saw it on. And then the more times I heard the chorus, I thought, actually, this is all right. Vendor Defender, new wave post-punk sort of stuff.
I love it. I think Justin's a really good track.
I like the energy of it, and I like the vocals, which are a bit eccentric.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, very distinctive.
Yeah.
You listen to it and go, ah, it's Vendor Defender, that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that so-and-so from Vendor Defender, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
Get out of my room.
Right, get out. Rob Warren, have you played that before?
No.
I've heard it before.
Never, I only got sent that last week.
I've heard it before. I must have heard it on Justin Wayne. Or maybe Rat Hole Radio.
Rat Hole Radio because Rob Warren is also from
Liverpool. Yeah, it's Rat Hole Radio then. Because I remember thinking it was quite a good song. But I thought the backing vocals were a bit. Anya.
Great single, isn't
it? What can we say about Anya? She's great. That song was at her hauntingly sort of beautiful best, I would say.
Mm.
And she's very idiosyncratic, isn't she? She's very sort of got her own.
But which
set.
Is
she's
had a
not,
few, yeah.
Yeah, she's not got her. She's not clearly influenced by anything or anyone. You don't listen to her, and you don't think, oh yeah, she's got that from this or got that from that. She's really got her own sound, you know. And hats off to her. Get the Tape. It's a good old stomping tune.
Yeah, I thought you might like that. Actually,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
what.
I've
had a long day.
You need a cup of tea. Got on the internet, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good little pop song.
Song for sale.
Indeed.
Song for sale.
We could be hearing by someone else soon, so who knows?
We never know.
Who knows? So there you go.
So, all in all, I enjoyed it actually.
I thought it
was a nice podcast.
Yeah, I that was one of the best ones musically. Because there was not so much for me to sort of go.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. That might not be. You know, I quite like to throw a few tunes in that are challenging. As I said on the thing I did.
You did.
A bit about the tracks I played on Mr. Vogue's show. I like it to be a little bit challenging.
Absolutely. That's how it should be. You're yawning.
I'm just relaxed, mate. I'm just relaxed. That's all it is.
Effect I have on you.
Don't
start yawning. You start me off, mate.
Okay.
You know.
So what do you want to talk about this week?
I'm going to talk about a band that I've talked about before on the podcast. But they brought out a new EP. When I say brought out, I've received a new EP. So, you know.
They've sent out.
Well, it's a band called Defy 4, who are a Southampton band.
Defy 4, okay.
Defy 4, who I... I discovered them at the Quest for the Chest thing at the Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah.
That I was a judge at last November.
Mm-hmm.
October, November time. And I really liked their sort of slick indie disco sound that they had. and the first EP was great. I really, really liked it.
Indie disco sound.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Oh, you're going to say someone who not. Oh, yeah.
Frank Ferdinand influence, I would say. There's no bad things. Frank Ferdinand are fantastic.
I hate Frank Ferdinand.
You hate them?
I hate them.
Why? Why? Well, that's a bit strong.
What? Why? We're strong.
What?
Nah. It's boring.
Okay.
It's, for me, Franz Ferdinand is like that. It's just like that. All the, you don't think, oh, that's really exciting. You go, oh, it's Franz Ferdinand.
I beg to differ. First album's really quite. I like all three albums. There we go. Yeah, it's a three-track EP, so it's going to be quite a short review, mate. Feel Like Emotion is the first track, and straight away, you know that you're in kind of slightly edgier ground than the first EP. It's more distorted, certainly more fuzzy, and this is a bit more crunch to it. It's just funky shit going on.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it does have an 80s feel to it, but not in a cheesy way, not in a... They've not over-egged it. It's used it tastefully. Do You Love Me is the key track out of the three for me. It does actually. It did remind me a little bit of Latter Day Duran Duran, like from their Red Carpet Massacre album, which sold about four copies, I think.
Really? Have you got one of them? I've got all four.
But no, it's a real. Yeah, a lot dirtier sound, a lot edgier. I really like the fact that the vocals on the verse are sort of falsetto, quite fragile sounding. And then on the chorus, he goes into sounding like Brian Ferry's evil brother. A bit honest, you know, really cool.
Barry Ferry,
yeah, that's the one. Guitar solo is a little bit cheesy. Great listening. I love it. And listening through the headphones, which is what I did. I listened to it on my iPod. And yeah, there's a lot going on. It's quite cool. I really liked it. And it's not unfamiliar to a band called Curses, who we've played on the podcast.
Oh, who are spelled?
With an X.
With an X, yeah. They crop up on the web in weird places.
They do. They're playing some gigs.
In Winchester.
Yeah, they were due to play for Andre, Max's Records, in Southampton. Didn't play on the night for one or two reasons, but no, they are gigging a bit more and you know, don't break them. Really like what I've heard of them. Break Free is the third track on the EP. It's again very dark, but I don't know, man, you can tell the band are loving it. It's played with like a filthy sort of glee.
Filthy glee.
Oh yes.
Will that be the next film?
That will be. That's a lot of people's fantasies. Glee, right, yeah, there.
Filthy glee.
I
bet Radio Dent started like that.
Oh yeah.
Bless them.
Now the band are really having fun with this track, and the chorus is one of the many sort of earworms on the EP, I would say. So yeah, you know, it's three tracks. It gives you a nice. It leaves you wanting more, which is always good. You know, they've not stood still. This is an edgier, dirtier sound than the first EP. I think it's a promising step forward. So, Defy 4, go and check them out. Defy4.com. They're on Facebook and stuff as well. So
there's three of them. They're from Southampton.
They're Southampton lads. Yeah.
So they're young.
I would hazard a guess. Early to mid 20s. Sorry if I've offended anyone there, boys, but that's my guess.
Have you seen them live? Oh no, you saw them at the
Chest. I really like them, and I think I've got my votes added up to them coming second or third out of all the bands that night.
Instead of first.
We're doing the four fives first, obviously. But yeah, for me, they didn't come in on the night. But yeah, really like them. Defy 4. Cool. Check them out.
Brilliant. So anything good coming up for next week?
Next week, I did get sent a load of singles.
Yeah?
Like from Manila PR. They sent me a load of stuff. Load of bands from Scotland, Brighton, London, all sorts. So I'm going to have a little listen. See what I can find. I've also got a couple of albums to give a little listen to as well. So quite a bit that, you know, could potentially turn up next week. You know, I'm going to give the game away, mate.
And you're going to cricket on Sunday?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah, going to the Rose Bowl. Hampshire against Leicestershire. Thought we had this game. Should be good. This weekend, also looking after my niece, which should be cool. You know, she's really getting into the music and stuff as well, which is great. So, yeah.
Cool.
So, it should be very, very nice, mate. Yeah.
Lovely.
And your good self?
Me? I'm gigging on Saturday night at a lounge bar in Southampton. And then Sunday, this is, what day is it today? Is it Tuesday? It's Tuesday today, isn't it? And Sunday I'm playing at the King James Tavern, St James Tavern actually, in Winchester. So depending on when I put this podcast together, I'm trying to put it together early this week. And so I'll be doing that.
All good.
Yeah, all good, nothing bad. All right, mate, well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
That's a pleasure.
All right, mate. Bye. Brooklyn little bats of me. Brooklyn little bats of me. Brooklyn little bats of me.
Hi, my name's Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tans Is This Thing On Podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
That was my daughter, Izzy, who I saw yesterday. Yesterday, it was Sunday. Sunday in my book. Was it? Well, I don't know when you listen to this, but so much for putting it together early, Nick. Oh, well, that's me, isn't it? I just got a bit busy. A gig on Saturday at the lounge was really nice. Very nice little place, the lounge. It's just opened. And they're trying to get some music, a license, so they can open in the evening. All they're doing is selling a few bottles of stuff, and it's really nice. There's poetry reading. I'm not a big fan of poetry reading generally, but this was really good. And sort of like interesting poets, reading interesting poetry. It was very good. We might have to try and get a campaign together, everybody. Stand by your PCs, everybody. Stand by and try and, we might try and help them out and have a few noses. Can we get some noses and some faces in Southampton to try and get them a licence? I was thinking earlier on, I've got to put some podcasts together for when I go on holiday. I think I've got to do two extra ones that I'm going to load up so they're all ready to go, so they're not as fresh as this one. They'll still be fresh, you know what I mean. So I'm going to put some things together. Now, I've also, in other news, actually, no, forget that. Look, you've had enough talk. Let me play some music first. This is a lovely little track called Love Like That by three girls from, I think they're from somewhere. Well, I think they might be from Brighton. I might have a look. I might not. Anyway, look. Listen to this. This is really nice. This is Isla, spelled ISLA. Isla and Love Like That.
Pack your bags and come with me. There's so much I want you to see and do. Hurry now, don't leave me here, waiting patiently, my dear, for time with you. See that little Romeo running away, watch him go, see all that devotion in his eyes. Watch her run off after him, puppy-eyed and calling him, do they care how much they cry? I want love, I want a love like that, I want a love like that. Give me love, give me a love like that. Give me a love like that. Take me away, take me far. Can you go and raise the bar so high, my love? Can you look into my eyes? Say you'll love me till you die and rise above. See that knight so gallantly rushing to get on one knee. Would you ever stoop so low? See how she just swoons and cries. You can see it in her eyes how much she needs you so. I want love, I want a love like that. I want a love like that. Give me a love like that. Give me a love like that. Till I'm old and all we have are the memories of all the things we've had. Take time, make it count. Give me love to shout and sing and dance and yell about. like that. I want a love like that. Give me love, give me a love like that. 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 Give me a love like that.
Salut, mon nom est Émilie et vous écoutez Is This Thing On Podcast avec Nick Tan.
That was nice, wasn't it? I thought that was good, that. A bit of that. Nice bit of flute. Nice bit of flute, I'd say. I'm actually going to go back to something I said a few minutes ago. I know I do that sometimes. I don't do that sometimes. People say, you said you were going to go back and talk about something and then you didn't. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, well, something probably happened, you know. Like I say, this is a hobby of mine. I just put some stuff together, do a bit of yapping, and it just sort of looks after itself, really. It's my music I'm most interested in, and I'm doing this now. Instead of being out in the sun, I could be out in the sun doing chores, actually. Anyway, another thing I was thinking about, there were some good features that we used to do, because I got a lot of new listeners now, because what happened was I was with an old thing called Podbean, and I had loads of subscribers, like thousands of subscribers, something like 1,500 subscribers on Podbean. And I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll actually self-host all this, which I'm doing now. So all this is hosted at my website, isthisthingonpodcast.com. And it's all hosted there, and it all goes out to iTunes and everything else from there. And when I left Podbean, I thought, oh, all these people are going to come with me. Come on, everybody. Come on over to my place. Leave this Podbean business and come over to my place. And no one did. Oh, very, very few did. It was sort of like it was in sort of like about 10, 15 people. I was really like, for a while, I thought, oh, okay. And it got me to thinking about these, you get these figures about how many subscribers you get and things. And when it's with these other websites, I don't know how true they are, you know. I think they sort of bump stuff up. But I know how many people listen now, and I've said, and I'll say, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If I've got 20 people listening, then I'm happy. That's fine. 20 people's fine. It's like if I do a gig. If I've got 20 people at a gig, that's kind of all right. You know, 20 people's... Anything less than 20, it just gets a little bit... Depending on the size. I mean, the lounge bar played to about... I don't know, it's about 15 people in there. What do you reckon? About 15 people in there on Sunday? Saturday? And that was okay, because it's a small space. But I'm just kind of sort of putting this out to the whole bloody planet. So, if I get, like... 15 people, 20 people's fine. Anyway, I digress. I do that. Used to run a lot of old features back in the olden goldie days, which I'd quite like to bring back. But I'm not sure. They did take up a lot of work. Let me just play this. Yeah, not the best jingle in the world, is it? I know. But the feature was quite interesting, because what I used to do is to get hold of three pieces of music and play the first 15 seconds. See? 15. First 15 seconds from three pieces of music. And what would happen is people would vote on it on the website, and the one that got the most votes, I'd play the whole track in full the week after. See? Nice that, isn't it? Engaging, I thought. So I did it for a while, and it worked out really well, because what should have happened was the bands went, oi, if you vote for this, and they realised you could vote multiple times, if you vote for this, then we'll get played on this podcast next week. And I did it for about 6 weeks. It took a bit of production, because I had to get the tracks and cut the tracks up, and then I'd talk a bit in between and mix, you know. Yeah, but anyway, it worked quite well. And then after a while, people just stopped voting. So much for 15,000 fucking subscribers, eh? But yeah, people just stopped voting. So I thought, well, it takes a lot of effort for me to do this. So that was no good. And I did another feature with APOC, who you heard earlier on doing the jingle for doing the jingle for the Unplug the Jukebox bit I just did with Paul. So he used to go off and explore websites. I sent him off to a music website to say, well, look, go and find out about Last.fm, go and find out about Reverb Nation. What's it like for not for artists, but for people looking for independent music? So we could bring back something like that if we could find someone to go and do it, because I know APOC's a bit busy now, because he's got a proper job. Also used to do this. Hang on a minute.
Oh, we are Watch with Mothers on Nick Tan's podcast thing. We're reviewing songs for you, the songs that you need to sing. We sent them in to Nick Tan to see if they'll get on this bit. And now we've heard a listen, we can confirm they're a pile of shit.
Hello, listeners to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. We are watchwithmothers.net here to bring you the latest, but not necessarily the greatest, in unsigned music.
Musical love.
Yeah, we're going to bring you some musical love through the medium of our tender voices.
Yes, it's like we're having sex with you right now. You, if you can hear this in your ears, I'm having sex with you, and so's he.
Yes, we are deep inside you at this moment.
In your ears. We are in your ears, making love to your minds.
So,
That's disgusting, isn't it, actually?
Yeah, I was trying not to linger on it.
Sorry about that.
So, you listen to the music we've been presented with.
I did indeed. All three tracks have been entered into my head, filed under new music, which is at the back near the toilets. What about
new
you?
Music.
Did you listen to all of them?
Nude music.
New music.
Right.
You see?
I do see.
Right.
The first of the bunch is by Amaya Huntley with a track called Regrets.
You got that wrong.
Did I?
Yes, it's by Amaya Huntley and The Merry Men.
Well, do The Merry Men really matter?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, if you were... Right, say you're in Amaya Huntley's band and you're called Amaya Huntley and The Merry Men, and you being one of The Merry Men, that qualifies you to be called a Merry Man. And then some fella comes on the thing and goes, the next one up is Amaya Huntley with her song, Regrets. You think, hold on, whoa. Well, wait a minute here. I'm a Merry Man. What about me?
What, are you saying they're all married men?
Yes, Amaya Huntley and the Married Men.
You're accusing Amaya there of something quite sordid.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean... Sorry, Amaya, if you're listening to this, I didn't mean it like that. I just mangled me words. Anyway, what do you think of this?
Well, I think Amaya should have regrets if she's sleeping with married men all the time.
No, not about sleeping with married men. What do you think of her song? The song? Good. Regrets.
Did you take notes? I've got some
notes. I have my notes here.
Right, let me read mine out.
Go on, then.
I put, it's a West End musical. Not my cup of tea, but, oh, what a lovely voice.
Well, that's very nice. I wrote, sounds like it's off of a musical, jaunty, jolly, jangly, though I'd like to see a picture of this lady before I fully form an opinion on her talents. That's not sexist.
I'm happy to report that Amaya Huntley is a very pretty lady.
Lovely. Well, she's gone up in my estimation.
One thing I've learned in life is savour each memory, cos nothing lasts forever, even if you wanted to remember each pretty flower.
Now we're on to track number two. This is from Mac Walvin and his song Change of Plans.
Yeah, beautiful.
I would say it's beautiful, not really my cup of tea.
Well, you're wrong.
and stuff like that. That was Watch Your Mothers. Don't go to... Well, you can go to watchyourmothers.net, but there's nothing there. They moved from watchyourmothers.net to watchyourmothers.com, and then they were moved all over the place. So they kind of still... They're kind of still around. They're actually around as in Hot Potatoes, which is a podcast which I've got most of the bits that I've got to put together as well. It's another podcast I've got to make. I'm not sort of, aren't I? When I first started podcasting, I used to do this a lot. Anyway, now I'm umming. What do you fancy? I reckon I might if I ask really nice. No, not ask really nicely. If I talk to the Watch Your Mother's guys, which is Napoleon, who wrote the words, by the way, for what's it called? I don't really know. A cup of coffee. Who wrote the words for? Inflammatory bowel disease. Who could forget that fine tune that I played a couple of weeks ago? And Swine's Head, which was Liam, who was also part of that as well. Anyway, I think that's enough nattering for now. So if you want any of those, let us know. You know all the Twitter stuff. I mean, people don't send emails, but people do send kind of. No, they don't send emails. They don't anymore. They tweet me or they find some way of getting to me nowadays. So let me know. See what, tell me what you think. I'll try and get hold of those people and try and do stuff. Or if someone wants to do, go off and look at websites. Or if you've got something that you want to do, that you want to contribute, if it's good, if it's funny, then, you know, I'll do it. Right, I've got a really great track that I haven't played for a long time by a band called Light. They're a Japanese band. Lots of drumming and stuff. Really nice. And after that, I'll be a... Oh, after that, I'll be something else. Just listen to this. It's music, music. That's some music.
For all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action, I've been asked to relay a request from the Gramercy Riffs. It's a special one for Movie Meltdown. I celebrate a bunch of movie geeks with a show about some crazy movies. And I do mean Movie Meltdown. Here's a hit with them in mind.
Come check out Movie Meltdown. News, reviews, and interviews about your favorite thing, movies.
$10 for the budget matinee.
The budget matinee.
This is why we don't go to the theater.
That's right.
Come by and check it out at moviemeltdown.com.
I kind of want to be able to mix it up and tie everything
variety
into one big conglomerated mess of movie geekdom.
And I don't know
that's
if we
what
could.
We are.
That's what we are.
Movie Meltdown. For movie geeks, by movie geeks.
Be looking good, Movie Meltdown. You hear me, babies? Good. Real good. Adios.
Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. That's moviemeltdown.com. It's a podcast. They sent me a couple of jingles. I sent that one. I played that one. The first one they gave me didn't actually say it was a podcast, and then didn't say that where you could get it from and stuff. And I thought, well, what's the point of me just going, hey, Movie Meltdown, hey, it's, oh, it's this and that. But go there. I'm sure it's fine. I haven't heard it yet. Movies aren't my thing. Old movies, yeah. New movies, nah. I'm just a grumpy old bastard. Right, now, Mac Daddy, also known as Lewis McLean, kind of my unofficial agent. He likes to book me into places, tell people that I'm playing in places. Well, I'm not actually playing, and he hasn't actually told me he's booked me in. And he hasn't actually booked me in, he's just said that I'm playing. Whether he thinks it will get people to come along or not, I don't know. Should I be flattered? Should I be horrified? Should I be outraged? I don't know. But one thing I do like about Lewis is that he does write some cracking tunes. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, the production isn't always like the main thing for me. I mean, that track, Light, from Image Game by Light, it's just a great track, really, really well produced. You just get into it. I've really get into the track, and the production's kind of like 50% of what that track's about. This, forget that production. You can forget a lot about this song, but you can't forget the chorus because it's fucking brilliant. This is called Hurry Hurry. It's by Mac Daddy, but we know it's Lewis McLean.
Hurry, hurry, hurry up and come back to me.
hurry, hurry up and come back to me. I wanna know just how it feels. I just wanna know how I should feel.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Good. Lovely little track there. Yeah, hurry, hurry, hurry. And lovely. Lovely tune. Well done, Lewis. Macadaddy. Right, next track I'm going to play is by a band called Juanagani, who've been following this podcast for a while. Well, they did for, I don't know if they follow it still. I know they were big supporters of it when it first started, and I haven't played any of the tracks for ages, which is very remiss of me, considering they sent me a couple of their CDs. I've got some CDs of theirs around somewhere. This is a nice little track. This is called Breathing, and this is Juanagani.
The truck, how it rolled as it tried to swerve. Fear in her eyes as the whole world turned upside down. Her mind went blank as it spun all around. The crash and the bang, glass shattering. Now lay quiet and still as the chaos ensued. The whole confused scene that was desperate indeed. She lay there and she looked as her eyes took it in. There was breathing. Up in the distance, the siren song started. It trickled and tumbled and cleared out the haze. People were standing and then there was screaming. The wailing was coming from deep down inside of her. Blood on the ground, glass all around. But why was her truck sitting there upside down? She looked to the was she breathing? And took her from me as the sun in the sky had just finished setting. This whole scattered dream wasn't real, could it be? Mixed with the blood and the death and the ruin, we only just left to go get some food. We were hungry and it was late in the evening. The simplest of tasks had just taken her life. She's not breathing.
songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, you might be listening on your iPod. You might be listening to me on your computer. You may be listening to me on some of the other net radio stations that play me, but I'm not too sure now because I think they only play the first hour. If they only play the first hour, then you're going to miss out on these other tracks and miss out on these other bits of information that I'm going to give you. Just a few bits and pieces. If you have a smartphone, if you have an iPod, blah, blah, blah. If you've got an iPod, you can listen to me on iTunes, probably. I don't know, you might be against all that sort of thing. Some people are, they're a bit anti-Apple. Mate, if you're anti-Apple, you wouldn't have an iPhone, would you? Bleh. Anyway, there's other ways you can listen to this podcast, other than on the website and on what you're listening to now. So we're going to take it with you on your holidays. You can charge your iPod up with old episodes. Go from about 15... You'll get all the other stuff I was talking about, all the Watch Your Mother stuff. You can get all those. It's all mentioned on the website. Download them all, then you can take them with you on holiday. What a great idea. And it's all free. Jesus, it's all free. Damn you. You can also, if you go to Stitcher.com, there's a great little app on there that that Stephen was telling me about. Was it Stephen who was telling me about this? Mr. Brown. Simon Brown was telling me about it. It was a great little app called Stitcher, and you can see you can get the podcast on there. I think you can get all the episodes. Similar with TuneIn. If you go to TuneIn.com, there's another little app on there you can listen to, and all sorts of other places. Oh, God knows where I crop up. The CD this thing is on, which is a compilation CD of some of the best music that we've played on the podcast. If you go to the website, thisthingonpodcast.com, you can buy CD. They're going like hotcakes. Unlike my hotcakes, they're not selling at all. Go have a look on the website as well as my website. I could do with a bit more cash actually. If you can go on my website. New album. There's a new album of mine coming out, but it's not going to be on there. It's going to be somewhere else later on. Purpula Records are distributing that for me. Anyway, only two more tracks to go, and I'll keep this nice and short and sweet because I want to go and, well, I've actually got to hang out some laundry. That's what I've got to do, and tidy the kitchen up and do some other bits and pieces and maybe start this other podcast, the Hot Potatoes podcast. Anyway, this is a really nice track by a really weird sounding guy called Jonathan Whiskered. As in whisk, as in egg whisk, E-R-D, Jonathan Whiskered. And this track is called, what's it called, Nick? It's called Lifeline. It's rather nice, this. Have a listen to this.
Sleep on time, my precious love. Another day is dawning. My selfish thoughts, they scratched and punched and broke you without warning. I once left you, broke your soul and mine. I once left you, crawled away into the night. I never could forget you. I realized I needed more, and you are the one I thought I had lost yet left behind. Even the best of us need rescue in some time. Stop me from drifting out of sight. match in silence. I'm taken back, I darker stains, but all that still reminds us since I first met you. I realized I needed more, and you are the one I thought I had lost and left behind. Even the best of us need rescuing sometimes. And you stop me from drifting out of sight, out of my mind. And you are my lifeline.
Apoc, you're Canadian, just like I am.
Yep.
So when you're not outside, you know, building igloos or racing your dog sled, like, what else do you like to do?
I listen to podcasts.
Why, anything in particular?
Yeah, I listen to Is This Thing On?
What's that?
Is This Thing On is an awesome podcast that a friend of mine puts together over in the UK. It's all independent music artists. It's a features. It's all. It's so awesome. It's probably the best podcast on the internet right now.
Awesome. Well, I think you're talking about Nick Tan, right?
Yeah, Nick Tan. You can find him on Twitter if you want.
Okay. How do I find him on Twitter?
You go to Twitter and you type in Nick_Tan. Awesome. That's double N though, not the, you know.
So like double N I C K.
No, NICK_TANN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he's the music man.
He's the music man. Nick Tan's the music man.
Awesome. Check it out.
Check it out. That's right. Yeah, that's nice. I like that track. Like Jonathan Whiskard. Jonathan Whiskard. Crazy name. Crazy guy. I'm also looking for work. I want to change my job. Getting a bit bored of that. So you know I put these things together, so I don't let doesn't put itself together. So if you've got any audio stuff, podcast stuff, anything with a bit of money. Got a bit of money? Got a bit of money for me? No? All right, go back to my other job then. Well, that's it, really. I've got one more track to play, which is a track I came across the other day. I may have played this last week. I can't really remember, to tell you the truth. I can't remember last week at all. It's all a little bit of a blur. So if I played this for you last week, I don't apologise at all. Fuck you. You got it for nothing. What more do you want? I wrote this and did it donkeys years ago as a kind of summer track. Nice sort of holiday feel to it, you know? And, yeah, I quite like it. It's called Dream. I don't even know what I recorded it on. I don't remember even doing it. The fact that I recognise myself playing is a testament to how many songs I've recorded and other certain things that people who know me will be going, oh, that's why, yeah, that's when, oh, that was when, oh, yeah, okay. So, It's a bit late this week. It should hopefully be on time this week. I might do one with my brother. My brother's coming up from Australia on Wednesday. So I'm going to take him out to a few different places around here and make him play music because he's a great bass player. And I might even make him do a podcast with me. Who knows? Who knows what will happen? Anyway, I will speak to you all sometime soon. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Yeah, this is called Dream. I think you can get it on iTunes, probably. I don't know. Look for me up. Oh, you've got enough to do. If you don't do anything this week, think, oh, all right, just go to the website. It's thisthingonpodcast.com. Catch you later. Bye.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good. This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?